Craig Ehrlichman from Premier Real Estate Services joins me in studio now. Good morning, Craig.
Hey, Jay. Always good to see you.
All right. So we're talking about, we're getting close to spring. And, well, yesterday and today, I guess, excluded, it was starting to feel like spring.
Correct.
So is that when home sales really start to pick up?
Yeah. I like to call it, Jay. I think it's the best time of the year. You know, 'tis the season if you're in, you know, the real estate market. Just a lot of things work in its favor. You know, the weather gets better. People are a little bit, you know, cabin feverish, want to get out of their house and get out and start looking at some things. You know, and just reality, as we all know, when the sun shines and the weather's better, people are just in better moods. You know, it helps with everything. So yeah, it's a really good time.
Things start to look better. You start thinking about, I'm going to go and spruce my house up. Maybe I'm going to move on to someplace else. Or as far as like inventory in the St. Cloud area, how are we looking?
It's good. I mean, it's starting to increase, which helps. You know, for a while there wasn't any, and things were selling so fast that nothing could build. I think we've kind of gotten back into what I call your traditional real estate market, where we've mentioned it before when it was, you know, red hot. You'd go through a showing and people would literally need to make a decision by the time they stepped on the front sidewalk leaving. And I don't think that's necessarily the best way to do it. Now we've got an opportunity where there's some things out there to look at. Buyers have some time to assess kind of what they have, maybe look at a few houses, find out what they like, what they don't like, and then make a decision. You know, however, I do tell buyers, you know, you still need to have that sense of urgency. You know, check your boxes. If it works for you, you know, make your decision. Yeah, because houses still will sell out from underneath you, and that's disappointing for buyers.
Is it a buyer or seller market right now?
I'd say it's kind of a little bit of both. You know, when I say that, there's opportunities for buyers to, like I said, look a little bit longer. They don't have to make those quick decisions. There's some opportunity for negotiations where we're seeing some price reductions, but values are still holding really well for sellers too. You know, you're still seeing in that 95-96% of asking price, which is really good.
What's the estimated time that a lot of homes are staying in the market?
On average, you're going to be around, you know, anywhere from 45 to 60 days, I would say, depending upon the market you're in. And that, again, too, I have to qualify that a little bit, because when the market was really hot like that, that was non-existent. You know, the days on market were basically, you couldn't figure it out because things would go so fast. Now, I've been doing this for nearly 20 years, and 60 days is not necessarily historically a long amount of time. You know, it's setting up those expectations, you know, getting your house in the market so it pops, make it ready for sale as we go, to try to decrease that on the seller side.
How are people feeling about the interest rates?
It's funny. That's the thing that's been, I think, has hung people up along for a while, because they were so low for so long. And we were starting to see them. And even historically, when they were 6.5-7%, if you look back, that's not necessarily a bad rate. What we're starting to see now, in Minnesota in general, it's hovering around sixes, but we're starting to see, you know, some 15-year mortgages, FHAs with that 5 in front. And that's a big psychological number for people to see that 5. That's really going to help things this spring.
Is there still a thirst to build new? Because I feel I talk to a lot of mayors, and they're telling me about new family homes and new developments are doing well here in recent years.
For sure. I mean, new with anything is always fun. You know, new cars, new house, you know, things like that. And you get the latest and greatest in it. So, yeah, there's always that market. And I say, in real estate in general, there's always something positive in the market. Just depends what your goals and motivations are. But, yeah, absolutely, there's still a market for new construction out there.
Do we have enough housing in the St. Cloud area?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, you've got, you know, some of the city leaders and things would be better to, you know, maybe answer that question and get in then in-depth details on that. But, you know, for what I see in the markets and the clients that I deal with, there are plenty of options.
Is there a pretty big competition between you and other realtors to get clients?
There is. And this is no secret. You can walk down the road and talk to people, and everyone knows 10, 15 real estate agents. The biggest thing that I always say with people that you know, for me personally, in our group, I work with a group called the Lundgren Home Team at Premier. I just ask people, you know, if you're going to do something, give us a shot. Let us know what let us show you what we can do for you. I think we do things a little bit different. I think we do things really well. But everybody knows a lot of them out there. But I think if you put your best foot forward, just keep waving your flag and get that opportunity, that's all you can ask for.
If you have a seller that comes to you and says, I need some help, how can I make my house look most appealing and that I can get the most, because they want to get as much money as they possibly can for it.
Absolutely.
What do you tell them?
And what you hit on there, Jay, is like, that's the one thing sellers have in common. They want it to sell for the most amount of money in the shortest amount of time. And that's what we try to do. We actually have a program that we'll go through with them, just giving them tips on things on preparing their house for sale that I'll send to them. And it's like a novel. So I'll break it down and we'll go through it with our group with them and tell them what to do. Curb appeal is a big thing. As we talked about, when the snow starts to melt here, you know, make sure your yard's in order, because people will develop first impressions as they pull up to your house. And then we'll talk about basic things like declutter the countertops, make sure all the lights have light bulbs in them so nothing's burnt out. They're just really small little things. But a burnt out light bulb, you never know with certain buyers. They might look at that burnt out light bulb and think, okay, what else is wrong with the house, when there probably is nothing else wrong.
Are there some red flags that you look for when you're going into a home looking to sell it?
I mean, things you're going to walk through, if there's things you see that, you know, jump out at you, you know, there's, when I go through with buyers, you know, I'll always recommend that they have an inspection done in the house, which, you know, then someone that's, you know, qualified can go through and point out some of those things that I'm not necessarily an expert in. You know, if there's things that jump out, you know, really it can be like water issues, things like that. But more importantly, throughout the whole process, I'll defer to experts as far as inspectors go. If we see something, you know, let's dig into that further to find out what that is. Or financing, let's get you talking to a lender, because that's their field of expertise. So we're there to guide through the process and then bring in as many resources as we possibly can to help you.
One of the things that I guess I've known, I've been a homeowner for, 20 years, and I've been in the place I'm in, and we've replaced the air conditioner, we've replaced the furnace. We've pretty much, the only thing we haven't done, and knock on wood on this, is the water heater. We haven't had to deal with.
Surprising.
Yeah, it is kind of surprising. But like I said, that's why I'm very concerned. But tell me about this. Are those things important to make sure you have up to date?
I think so. With those types of things, I mean, when you're talking about 20 years, you know, you've gotten a good run out of those items the way it is, and you're going to have to replace them at a certain amount of time regardless. The thing that we suggest is people is get them on regular maintenance schedules, you know, cleaning, servicing, because if sellers can show a buyer, you know, that chart of a regular cleaning schedule, that puts the buyer at ease. You know, obviously if it's a new unit, that's great too, but even older units, they can run just fine, and it shows them that you're taking care and you have pride in your house.
Tell me about the surrounding area. It used to be one where if you wanted to live in a small town, say 30 miles west of St. Cloud, you'd probably get a much better deal on a home.
Right.
Is that still the case?
You know, not necessarily. You're not going to see those big drops. You know, if you look even, you know, 30 miles towns around St. Cloud, for example, they're very vibrant towns. You know, towns, Piers, Holdingford, Cold Spring, you know, go wherever you want. They're still very vibrant. A lot of people are working from home, so that's attractive. So that's going to push more people, more demand into those markets. So you're not going to see those drastic falls with some of those towns.
When did that change? Because that used to be a thing that you could live, let's say you could live in Melrose and your home, let's say it's the same as mine, it'd be probably $100,000 less. Yeah. That's different now.
It is. I mean, there's actually an attraction to live in those smaller towns. So it's like with anything, if the demand goes up, the price is going to follow. People's willingness to travel farther for work. Like I mentioned, now you can work at home. You can basically live wherever you want. So that's going to, you know, put a pressure on those markets and that pricing in those markets.
How about going the other direction down in the Twin Cities? Where do we start to see a big jump?
You can go literally back the last 15, 20 years, and I always talk about that 94 belt where you go from, you know, Monticello, St. Michael, Rogers, as you're coming into there, that's really grown up. And anybody who's driven down there, just look on either side of the freeway and you can see the developments that are just exploding, you know, all the way into Maple Grove.
So let's do a comparison. So let's say we got like a $300,000 home in the St. Cloud area. What would that same home go for in Monticello?
Yeah, without specifically looking at it, I mean, Monticello, well, let's just look at, you know, let's say 300,000 St. Cloud area. I would, you know, guess without looking at specifics, you're probably going to be, 360 to 400,000, where you're at without those numbers.
And if you're in Maple Grove,
it probably just keeps going up.
Just keeps going up
with that. Yeah.
And that's is the suburban area. That's kind of where you're going to get the highest price.
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, Craig, if people do want to find out more, maybe they're interested in listing their home or maybe they're looking to buy.
Yeah, for sure. My email address is just craig@premierhomesearch.com. And my cell phone number is 320-493-1485. And I just tell people, if you've got a question on valuation of your home, it's really easy for us to put that together for you to give you an idea. Or if you want some of those buying guides that we talked about, by all means, reach out.
Very good. Thank you, Craig. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Jay.
That's Craig Ehrlichman from Premier Real Estate Services joining us here on WJON.